Okay, there's two parts to this morning session. One's taking our medicine, and the other is talking about the fears and beliefs that are behind the blockages to healing, our blockages to healing, behind our body's inability to flow with a vaccination, if that's what you choose, and our body's inability to release all the chemicals, chemical residues that are in our bodies that literally don't serve us anymore. In terms of the fears and beliefs, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning. So today we're particularly talking about fear. Fear, and particularly talking about fear in relation to vaccinations and to the toxins from the chemical residues left in our bodies that are so prevalent in modern living. Fear is such a cool emotion, such a cool feeling. It's designed to keep us safe. You wouldn't think so from the way we were taught to ignore it, would you? But it's designed to keep us safe. And like all the other emotions, when we understand it, it's gone. I don't know why I've got a phone call from Vancouver, Canada coming in, but whatever it is, God bless them. Go back to the fear thing, because it gives us a chance to put an emphasis under here and everything happens for a reason. Fear is such a cool feeling. It's designed to keep us safe. And like the other emotions and the other feelings, when we understand them, they're gone. With the click of a finger, as fast as you can click your fingers, that feeling is gone when you get the message. And if you haven't worked with us here before, I know that seems so simple, but that's because it is simple. The problem with fear starts when we either choose not to listen to it for whatever reason, and often very valid reasons. But most importantly, it's when we're not allowed to keep ourselves safe and we stuff the fear down inside ourselves and we suppress it. And fear's cumulative. Each unaddressed fear... Oh, it's Donna, we're trying to get into the course. Okay, so why aren't they? If you haven't worked with us before... Okay, now I really am getting sidetracked. Why on earth would somebody ring my phone in the middle of a seminar? That is hard. Let me just pause for a second. Well, you know, I have this utter knowing all the way to my bones that everything happens for a reason. So... this gives me an opportunity to regroup and say that again. Because clearly it's something so important that one or more people need to hear it twice. The problem with fear starts when we either choose not to listen to it or choose not to do anything about it, or when we're not allowed to keep ourselves safe and we stuff it down inside ourselves and we suppress it. Fear is cumulative. Each unaddressed fear adds on to the next one until eventually we can find ourselves having anxiety attacks about something that by itself wouldn't have scared us that much. It's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back situation. Do you remember that story from when you were a kid? The poor camel being loaded with more and more weight until he was almost buckling with it. And then someone added the tiniest thing, just a piece of straw. And snap, his back was broken. Well, you know, fear's a bit like that. We can get to the point where we've been loaded and loaded and loaded and loaded and loaded until, bang, you know, even something small can send us over the edge into overwhelm. So it can be a big fear that sends us into overwhelm, or it can be the tiniest one. So each unaddressed fear that adds on to the next one also intensifies into anger and rage. And we can push that down inside of us, or we can express it outwardly. And by crikey, we can look around the world and see an awful lot of stuffed down fear intensifying into anger and rage. And where the fear is stuffed down in our bodies, it's that stress It's the stress of any feelings, but today we're talking about fear particularly. It's that stress that causes physical tension, you know, the muscular tension that you feel over the top of your shoulders, particularly and down in your lower back. That tension causes very real physical health problems that makes it harder for our bodies to process, and that makes it more likely that we have side effects of vaccinations and physical damage, physical harm caused by chemicals. So it's the fear that is the problem, much, much bigger than the vaccinations and the chemicals. Each fear also knocks a tiny bit more from our ability of our immune system to operate effectively. Where the fear's stuffed down in our bodies, it's that stress that causes the physical tension. And that physical tension affects the way we walk, which affects our joints. It affects the way our spine moves, and our spinal cord is like the central highway of the nervous system that communicates with the entire body. Each of the spinal bones has a direct link to an organ. So the physical tension that you think of as just, you know, tension over the top of your shoulders, holy shit, it's major. You know, when you suffer it from long enough, and then it causes very, very real harm to everything from joints to organs. And each fear knocks a bit more from the ability of our immune system to operate effectively. Okay, and at times like this, we want our immune system pumping, folks, don't we? So when we reverse that process, when we allow ourselves to understand the fear and get the message and click our fingers and it's gone, you might think that this COVID situation, in this COVID situation, it's impossible to have no fear. I'm telling you that it is entirely possible to be governed by your inner guidance system so well that any fear that comes in, you can flow with understanding its message, make yourself safe, and bang, feeling good again, feeling peaceful again. It is that simple. It is that easy. So when we reverse the process of the fear that's locked in our bodies that's causing all this physical harm, we understand the message of the fear, we reverse the tension. The tension literally relaxes and flows out of our muscles. Some of you are going to feel more relaxed today than you felt in a bloody long time. Your muscles are literally going to let go. Your bones can straighten up at the end of the session today. I'm going to get you walking around because your bones will be sliding into place. And then our bodies can start to work more and more like they were designed. So that process reverses the damage to the immune system. We find ourselves at this time in history scared about all kinds of things that may or may not be true, listening to other people instead of listening to our own inner guidance system. Listening to other people instead of the inner wisdom that we all have, that when we don't listen to it, eventually has us screaming at us in overwhelm. And the answer is so simple. The task today is so simple. We're going to pause after we've had our medicine. We're going to pause and we're going to find that inner wisdom, and we're going to open up to understand the message of our fear. We're going to pay attention to it. We're going to take action on it if you need to. And voila, that fear is then gone. If you haven't worked with me before, you're going to find that it's like 10 tons coming off. The stress relaxes. The tension in your body starts releasing. And our bodies can start healing the way they were designed. Which never ceases to amaze me how incredible our bodies are at healing themselves. And yeah, I know I said all that twice, and I meant to, because it was so important. The other ones, the universe brought the emphasis for you, but before I put in myself. Okay, so here's the other part that's really important about fear. Not just about fear, but about all our feelings. We are all connected. God, this is so important. And I use the words God with great reverence. I'm not religious, but I so believe in God. The life force in me is connected to the life force in you and to the life force in everyone else that I come in contact with. The life force in me is connected to the life force in my animals. The life force in me is connected to the life force of the earth herself. And so many people feel that connection really deeply. More and more people are feeling that connection really deeply now. Through that life force, when there's a message to be had, we won't just feel our own fear, we'll feel somebody else's too. So let me express this differently because it's so incredibly important. I don't run around feeling someone else's fear for no good reason. I don't wake up in the morning saying to myself, let's make myself miserable today by feeling, this person's fear. I only feel someone else's fear when there's something for me to know or do for or about them. So when I pick up on somebody else's fear, that too is just a message, just a communication. Just pause on that for a minute. I know whether you're a horsey person or an animal lover, you've known that your animal was scared and it not necessarily with your eyes. You've walked into a room and you've felt someone's anger and gone, oh, I think I'll get out of here. This connection stuff happens way before body language. So when you understand what to know or do for that person, you might just need to know something about them. You might need to do something for them. You might need to smile at them. God, I've told this story to my students a lot, so forgive me if you're hearing this one over and over and over again, because we've got a whole heap of new people on this call. When I first started to understand this connection stuff, I was walking down the streets of Maui, and I suddenly had this wave of yuck come over me, this wave of dread. Well, it was so strong, I was like, holy shit, where's this coming from? And I've kind of, looked up around me to see if I could notice where this energy is coming from, where this horrible feeling is coming from. There was this guy walking towards me, and he was kind of shuffling a bit, and he looked pretty down and out. This is long before my messages flow as easily as they do these days, but the answer flowed in the moment. I had to make eye contact with this bloke and smile at him. So I did. And the feelings, click of the fingers, feelings, that dread, that horrible, ghastly feeling just vanished. Now, I've had lots of validation of this work over the, it's more than one decade now. More like about 18 years, I think. But I have no validation of what happened that day. I just know that the universe felt that it was so important that that guy get a smile and that he knew he got a smile, that it sent me that wave of feeling to make sure that that man got a smile that day. I have got no idea what he was going to do, what the repercussions were of the smile. But man, the communication of the universe is that clear once we start listening to it. So creating a habit to listen to our inner guidance system. And, in the case of the vaccination and chemical stuff that we're working on today, listen to our fear all the time. Listen to our fear. We don't want to be shoving this shit down in our bodies, folks. We want to understand it. We want to get the message of it and take action on it if necessary. And beliefs. Gosh, if you think fear's got a big impact on you, wait till you see the impact of beliefs. What we believe to be true has the most enormous impact on our minds and our bodies. I've got dozens of stories, and I bet you have too, where because somebody believes something to be true, it happened. I know of a perfectly healthy bloke who got given a mistaken positive cancer diagnosis. The tests came back, they'd been mixed up in the lab. Doctor tells him he's got cancer. He was a perfectly healthy bloke. Within weeks, he's got cancer, and within months, he died. Holy shit. You know, that's the power of, well, fear and belief. Sandra sent me this incredible story. It's got a big yuck factor, but incredibly powerful in terms of understanding how strongly people's beliefs. I'll read it to you because this is just gobsmacking. A scientist wanted to test his theory. I seriously wonder about scientists like this personally, but never mind. He needed a volunteer to die at the last minute. Finally, he found him. It was a convicted man who should have been executed in the electric chair. The scientist suggested to the convict that he participate in a science experiment that consists of reducing the heart rate to a minimum while the blood slowly flowed out to the last drop. He explained that the convict has only a minimal chance of survival, but his death will surely pass without suffering and pain. The convict agreed because dying like this was better than being in an electric chair. Well, I suppose it would be. He was put on a stretcher and tied up his body so he couldn't move. The doctor then made a small cut on his wrist and put a small aluminium bowl in his hand. The cut was flat, only the first layers of skin, but the convict believed his veins were cut. A dish with a small valve that regulates the flow of liquid in the form of drops that got in the dish was placed under the containers. The guy, whose name is there, I can't pronounce it, could hear a drop and he could count every drop of what he thought was his blood. The scientist covered the valve so that the drops could drop slower with the intention to make him believe that he was running out of blood. A few minutes later, the convict's face faded and the heartbeat accelerated, and when despair reached its peak, the scientist closed the valve completely. He must have been a psychopath. And the convict's heart stopped shortly and he died. So what this scientist proved was that everything we perceive, whether positive or negative, affects us. Our entire psychological and somatic apparatus. When people are told they have a deadly virus, people die out of pure fear of it. That's interesting in this point. So as we gather information through the media day and night, we're filled with fear and our immunity is increasingly weakened by this fear. That's what we've been talking about. Okay, so that's a ghastly example of fear actually causing such dramatic harm. So this applies to our topic for today because when we're told something harms us and we believe that it does, that was the nocebo effect in action that I talked about in the blog. When you get the link to the webpage with the replay today, I'll put the link of that back in. And here's something else that's incredibly important. Just because something did cause harm to someone else does not mean it's going to cause harm to us. We're all utterly unique. We all have different genetic inheritances. We've had different stuff happen to us in our lives. We've had, you know, different experiences, different emotions. We've got different amounts of, you know, emotions locked up in our bodies, you know, the blockages to healing that I talked about before. We've got different amounts of fear stored. So we want to constantly have our minds open to notice what's true and what's not for ourselves. And while we're at it, we want to quit imposing our truth on other people as well. I'll give myself I'll put a sign on the front of my computer for that. I tend not to do that as much now as I used to, but crikey, that was one of my patterns. So today, in addition to any fears that are having a direct impact, we're also going to be looking at what beliefs are causing us harm and what beliefs are limiting our body's ability to release or flow with vaccinations and chemicals. So we're going to take our medicine now.